Morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship here at St. Luke's Lutheran Church. It's always good to see those who are physically present. Welcome to those who are joining us more remotely. This year is already speeding by. Yesterday was Epiphany, so we thought it was appropriate to leave the Christmas decorations up for one more Sunday. But today is already Baptism of Our Lord Sunday, which means he's no longer a little baby in the manger. He's grown up. Time goes by, doesn't it? And on the first Sunday of the month, we acknowledge that time does go by, especially for those who are celebrating birthdays. And we have a number of people celebrating birthdays in January. One of them's already celebrated a birthday, but we need to acknowledge her, and that is Tessa, whose birthday was the 4th. On the 13th, Clarence Morgan. On the 15th, Kay Thompson. On the 18th, Travis Pearson. On the 24th, Walker Silvernagle. Also on the 24th, Jeremiah Hawley. On the 27th, we have Lois Madsen and Todd Wagner. And on the 29th, we have Nathaniel Wagner. So let us pray for those who are celebrating birthdays this month. Good and gracious God, we thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of family and relationship. We thank you for those persons who are celebrating birthdays in the month of January. Just be with them during the course of this year. Let them feel your presence as they walk through whatever confronts them this year, the good times and the challenging times. Just let them feel that you walk with them through it all, that you never abandon or forsake them, but you are always there, and they can count upon you to be with them whatever this year puts in their paths. And so we ask for your blessings upon our January birthday individuals, and we ask all things in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We do have a few announcements as well. Our food pantry volunteers are listed as Shirley Gorman, Linda Morgan, and Mary Lett. Tomorrow over at the Senior Center, we're starting something new with the Alzheimer's Association. I'm now a faith outreach representative for the Alzheimer's Association. We're starting a monthly memory cafe over at the Senior Center. And it is intended for those who have dementia or Alzheimer's and those who provide care for them. It'll be an hour once a month where people can come together and listen to a lecture or hear something of interest or do a craft and have some fellowship time. So tomorrow they put me on the spot and have me doing the first one on the power of joy. So if you'd like to come at 3 o'clock and listen to that, that would be great. Otherwise, there's another Alzheimer's event on Wednesday here at 1:30 as part of our Women's Fellowship. We've invited the women of this church, Union Congregational, St. Luke's Episcopal, and First United Methodist to come because this is a topic that really faces women as care providers. So there is someone from the Alzheimer's Association who's supposed to be here. So please pray for good weather as she travels from Cheyenne. Otherwise, I get to put it on. But it should be a good time of fellowship and a good time of listening to some important information. On Tuesday, we will resume Bible study right here at 10 o'clock. On Thursday, the Bell Choir will be rehearsing. And not today, but the following Sunday is our church council meeting at 2 o'clock. And please remember to put on your calendar Sunday, January the 28th, 10 a.m. That is our annual meeting. We need everyone who is able to attend to be here so that we can conduct the business of our congregation. Do we have any other announcements that we need to take care of? If not, I'll tell you one more, and that is that you will see a change in the bulletin. There were changes that were made during COVID that caused us to put all information into the bulletin. We realized how much paper and how much ink we were going through. And so as a way to have some cost savings and also to get you reacquainted with our hymnal, you'll see that we expect you now to actually pick up this book and find the hymns My confirmation kids at least know where the hymns are. Is it front or back of the hymnal? Anyone in confirmation? Is it front or back of the hymnal?
I heard
back. Back. You are correct. The hymns are in the back of the hymnal. Perfect. So as time goes on, we will be removing other things. You'll see something else that's missing that you won't find in the hymnal, and that is the readings. The readings are missing. You will see a little blurb on what that reading is. We started using that during Advent, but the readings themselves are missing. We do have Bibles. Some of them should be in the pews in case you want to pick one up. Otherwise, you can listen. There are some people who find that it's easier to actually hear the words that are being spoken if they aren't trying to follow along in a printed text. So we'll try this out, see how it works. The psalm, because we read it responsively, will be printed in the bulletin, but the others, listen or pick up the Bible and follow along. Okay, so we're going to try this out as a way of getting you reintroduced to the Bible and to the hymnal, and to try to be more cognizant of how much paper and how much ink we actually are going through. Okay, if you have any issues with that, blame me. Okay? And so please stand as you're able. Because today, for baptism of our Lord Sunday, we are going to have a thanksgiving for baptism. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation. Amen. Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood, you delivered Noah and his family. Through the sea, you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river, your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By water and your word, you claim us as daughters and sons, making us heirs of your promise and servants of all. We praise you for the gift of water that sustains life. And above all, we praise you for the gift of new life in Jesus Christ. Shower us with your Spirit and renew our lives with your forgiveness, grace, and love. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Let us join together in our gathering song number 310, Songs of Thankfulness and Praise. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen.
God speaks to us in scripture reading, preaching, and song. The first reading is from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. Out of chaos, God brings order. Out of the formless void, God brings light. This familiar story was good news for the Israelites, who experienced much chaos in their history. It remains good news for us. God created and continues to create new life. A reading from Genesis. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the depth, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God said that the light was good. And God separated the light from darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Word of God, word of life. Let us read responsibly Psalm 29. Ascribe to the Lord, you gods. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord glory to God's name.
Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is upon the mighty waters.
The voice of the Lord is a powerful voice. The voice of the Lord is a voice of splendor.
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon.
The Lord makes Lebanon sit like a calf, and the mountain like a jar of water box.
The voice of the Lord bursts forth in lightning flashes.
The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes
The voice of the Lord makes the oak trees writhe with strips, the forest bare. And in the temple of the Lord, all are crying, glory.
The Lord sits enthroned above the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as King forevermore.
O Lord, give strength to your people. Give them, O Lord, the blessings of peace. The second readings, Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 7. In Ephesus, Paul encounters people who had received John's baptism of repentance, but had never heard of the Holy Spirit or of baptism in the name of Jesus. After Paul baptized them, the Holy Spirit comes upon them and empowers them with gifts of the Spirit. A reading from Acts. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul passed through the interior regions and came to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They replied, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." Then he said, "Into what were you baptized?" They answered, "Into John's baptism." Paul said, "John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of Lord Jesus. When Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Altogether, there were about 12 of them. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It was about 5 years ago that I went with a group from Luther Seminary to the Holy Land. We had lots of experiences as we went to the various sites, but one that stands out in my memory was the day that we went to the Jordan River. We had planned to do it on a different day, but you know how trips are. Our plans were changed. And so we talked about what we were going to do once we got down to the Jordan. There was one spot that they had all the tourists, anyone who wanted to be in the Jordan, there was one spot to go to. Even though it's a very long river, it's more than 150 miles from just about the Syrian border all the way down to the Dead Sea. It goes through the Sea of Galilee. But there's one spot that they had everyone go to. And so we were planning as a group to go down to the river together and do an affirmation of baptism and have a little prayer service and sing some hymns. We got there, not realizing it was an Eastern Orthodox day in celebration of the baptism of Jesus. I asked and was told that normally there are maybe 5 busloads of people at that spot. There were thousands of people. thousands of them. Some of them were dressed in white robes. Some of those robes said that, of course, it was a garment that was worn for their baptism in the Jordan. So, you know, commemorative baptism garments were available for sale. Some people were dressed in ornate and elaborate costumes from whatever country they came from. And we were dressed like Americans. We stood out because we didn't seem to be prepared for what everyone else was coming there for. And we could hear singing across the river, because across the Jordan River is Jordan. And so people on that side of the river were singing. People on our side of the river in Israel were singing back to them. But the crowds were so immense that they could not let us all down at once. And so there was a barrier that was up, and they allowed only 50 people at a time to go down to the river. You could go down to the river, you could go into the river, you could be baptized, you could affirm your baptism, you could take your bottles and scoop up some water, but you were only allowed a few minutes there. So whatever you wanted to do needed to be done quickly so they could move you out and the next group could come down. And in order for me to even get down there, I had to grab hold of the hands of two of my colleagues. And when the gate opened, we pushed back, pushed forward, and made it through. And once we got down to the river itself, we saw that it was not a clear river, not like our Clear Creek is. And because there were so many people there, it was muddier than usual. And I looked in that and said, I don't think I want to go in. I think I'll dip my toes in and call it good and scoop up some of the water in my bottles and call it good. We had a little prayer time. And then it was time for my little group to leave. And we finally gathered as a class once we had everyone back again, as little pieces of us were able to go down instead of the entire group. And so once we all gathered above, we stood next to barbed wire and a warning not to cross because there were landmines. And we prayed and we sang. And it was then that we had the holy moment that we were looking for. Not in the waters of the Jordan, but next to a warning about landmines. And I have to wonder, what was it like when John was there baptizing? He wouldn't have seen the same things that we did. There were no landmines there. There were no young Israelis with weapons making sure that we stayed where we were supposed to. There were no people in a boat with a rope across it to delineate which part of the river belonged to Israel and which belonged to Jordan. And don't you dare cross to the other side. And I don't think that there would have been the thousands that I saw that day. Did they come in small groups? Did they come as a great crowd? On the day that Jesus was baptized in the waters of the Jordan, how many were there to see it? And how many knew what they were seeing? Mark's gospel begins by telling us of John coming to fulfill the words of the prophets Isaiah and Malachi, that one was going to come to prepare the way of the Lord. And John does. And John points to the one who is to come after him, the one that he says is so much more powerful than he, that he can't even be that one's servant to stoop down and untie the straps of his sandals. Does John realize at that moment who he is baptizing? Mark's gospel is very spare. You'll see that we don't have the details that some of the other gospel writers have about this event. what we do have in this gospel is Jesus being baptized by John. And as he comes up out of the waters, the heavens tear apart. And the Spirit of God descends like a dove. The way the Greek is translated, it's not so much that the Spirit descends onto Jesus like a pigeon would on a statue, but instead that he goes into Jesus. Into Jesus. And Jesus at this point is ready to begin his ministry. First by going and being tested in the wilderness and then starting to call his disciples together. But what we see in this moment is that we do not have a tame God who wishes to be confined, but a God who tears apart the heavens. And this makes sense if we go back to our first lesson that talks about creation. And if you think about the way that ancient peoples considered the earth. So you had the earth and the waters underneath it, and you had the dome and waters above. And every now and then one of the sort of skylights would open and water would pour down. And so God was safely up there in the heavens, and people were down here. And so there's a distance between God and people, and a dome. And so at Jesus' baptism, what we see is a tearing of that dome. We see the tearing again at the end of Mark's gospel. A tearing that occurs after the death of Jesus when the curtain of the temple is torn from top to bottom, just whoosh, because now there is no barrier between God and people. God is here with us. All too often we want to confine God into a box. God is something we deal with for an hour on Sunday or when we have a special need for prayer. But otherwise, we want to take God and confine God. And God is safe in this little box, just like he was safe up there in the heavens and people were down below. But that barrier has been torn apart. And there is no safety in our God. Our God is not tame. Our God is wild. And that's what we see in the baptism of Jesus. The tearing apart of the heavens. We see Father, Son, and Spirit. We see that God is actually enfleshed and with us. And what does that mean for us? What does it mean for us that in the waters of baptism we say and we believe that we die to Christ, and just as he was raised, we will also be raised? What does it mean when we say the Spirit came to us in baptism? What does it mean to say that God is with us? And as I like to say, God is always with us, will never abandon or forsake us. God is with us, and God is with us as individuals and as church. And so what does that mean for us if we believe that God is with us as a church? How do we confine and contain this God who wants to be such a presence in our lives and the lives of the world? What does it mean to believe that God is on the loose, making things new once again? Always making things new. Here we are in the beginning of January, and we have all of 2024 but a few days ahead of us. And how will we take this reality of God with us, God among us, God acting through us? How do we take this message into a world that so desperately needs it? A world where we still hear of war, where we still hear of how people do not see the image of God in one another. How do we in our lives shine forth the light of God? How do we demonstrate the work of the Holy Spirit present with us in wanting to be let loose in this world? And that is our challenge for 2024, to see how God continues to renew us and continues to work through us. And the world needs to hear that. And to know that our God has not abandoned or forsaken anyone, but wishes to work through us to bring all back to God. And so let us pray. Oh God, we thank you for the gift of the waters of baptism. We thank you for the renewal that occurs every day as we recall our baptisms and recall the gift of your Holy Spirit. And let your Spirit give us courage to live out the reality of our baptismal calling. And help us to go forth into the world to let the world know the good news that you are at work in the world, that you are at work making all things new. Amen. Let us join together in our hymn of the day, which is Morning Cry, number 732.
Thank you.
Let us join together in confessing our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As we celebrate Christ embodied in human form, we pray for God's blessing on the church, the world, and all of creation.
Inspire wisdom and a spirit of proclamation in your church, God of forgiveness. Uplift leaders to share the truth of your word in community. Encourage us to live into the promises of baptism, working for justice and peace in all of the world. God of grace,
receive our prayer. Renew your creation, God of thunder and mighty waters. Restore the rivers in which your children are baptized. May fields flourish and grow. Summon the stewards and caretakers of the land to cherish your good works. God of grace, receive our prayer.
Give strength to your leaders, God who is present in every country and community. Raise up leaders committed to equity and healing. Grant them discernment and compromise as they lead in love. God of grace,
receive our prayer. Protect and cherish the most vulnerable among us, God of strength. Accompany those separated from family or hurting from broken relationships. Shelter our unhoused neighbors and any experiencing poverty. Protect those incarcerated in prisons and detention centers. Care for the sick and suffering, especially those on our prayer chain and those we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. God of grace, receive our prayer.
Encourage this congregation, God who calls and sends disciples. Guide us in accompanying, learning from, and serving our neighbors on the margins, following the example of Jesus. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
Trusting the assurance of the Holy Spirit, we remember all who have died and rest in God's care, especially those that we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. Give hope to those who grieve, even as we rest in your eternal promise of resurrection. God of grace, receive our prayer. Knowing the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, we offer these prayers and the silent prayers of our hearts in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share with one another a sign of that peace. And we thank you for supporting the ministries of St. Luke's Lutheran Church with your tithes and your offerings.
Thank you.
us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Remembering then his death and resurrection, we take this bread and this cup, giving you thanks that you have made us worthy to stand before you and to serve you as your princely people. Send your spirit upon these gifts of your church. Gather into one all who share this bread and wine. Fill us with your Holy Spirit to establish our faith in truth, that we may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, through whom all glory and honor are yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Come to the banquet, for all is now ready. Come, take your place at the table of the Lord, where all are welcome. Because this is the first Sunday of the month, we will have communion at the rail. So come forward.
feasted on your grace. May your word take flesh in us, that we may be your holy people, revealing your glory made known to us through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
And as you go out into the world to share the good news that God is with us, receive this blessing. The God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus. Amen. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The God of all grace bless you now and forever. Amen. Let us join in our sending song, number 459, Wade in the Water.